adulting, adulted. life. And a lot of things happening. And then we have been rejecting the finance bill. For context, if you're listening to this and you're not from Kenya, there have been ongoing protests against the finance bill that is being proposed by the current government, by Ruto's government, that is imposing high taxes. And for what it's worth, let it be known that me, Awino Awiti, me as Unspoken Podcast, I reject the finance bill. Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the... No. Pull up. This is just not another episode. This is a new season, bro. Welcome to a new season of the Unspoken Podcast. Season 3, bruv. I'm super excited. Like, I can't believe this. I'm actually on my 3rd season. Like, if I look back at that girl 4 years ago, back in 2020, back in uni, that girl who started her podcast in her hostel room in Maseno University. Bro, if I look back at that girl, I can't believe she's actually here 4 years down the line, still doing this, still showing up, still being consistent, still believing in herself, bro. Still believing in herself, the most important part. Still believing in herself, still believing in this dream. Still having the audacity to show up, heavy on the audacity, because that is why I'm here showing up, you guys. 3 months after 3 months of going on a hiatus, I have the audacity to show up. That is exactly how I want us to start this season. Start this season with audacity. Season 3 is for being audacious, guys. Welcome to season 3 of the Unspoken Podcast. Let's get it. So, first things first, I have good news. Before we get into the episode, I have been nominated for the African Podcast and Voice Awards for the second time. You remember last year I was nominated for the APVA and I won? Yeah. So this year, same place, same time. Yeah. So I'm super excited that I've been nominated for the African Podcast and Voice Awards 2024, and I've been nominated in the Podcast Art of the Year category. So you guys better start voting. I'm going to leave the link on all the social media platforms, here on Spotify, on YouTube. By the way, guys, check out my YouTube. I do now vlogs. Remember the last episode before I went on a break, I told you guys I'm contemplating starting doing vlogging. So I started. So I'm currently doing vlogs where I take you guys behind the scenes, the making of Unspoken Podcast. You know, you guys, it's a journey. And I think I just want to document my journey. So if you want to see the behind the scenes life of a Kenyan podcaster from Kisumu, this girl from Kisumu, if you want to see that, guys, check out my YouTube, subscribe. I'm also going to be posting audiovisual podcasts. I'm not going to be doing like all audiovisual podcasts for all the episodes, just a few. So check out my YouTube, subscribe, follow me on all social media platforms at Unspoken Podcast KE at Awino Awiti. Let's get this. So speaking of audacity and being audacious, you guys, let me just talk about the struggle of taking a break and how I have struggled to literally come back and do season 3, bro. And a lot has been happening. Life has been laughing. And there were days I was just feeling like, why am I doing this? Do I have to do this? Like, is it even worth it? Like, I've been questioning myself. Like, when I took the break, of course, the break was supposed to be 1 month. Let's get this straight. The break was supposed to be 1 month. And then, I took a 3 month. In fact, it's more than 3 months because I'm recording this on Wednesday, 23rd July. And this episode is supposed to drop tomorrow on 24th July when season 2 is going to be launching. So, my break was supposed to just be in May, and I'm supposed to come back after a month. And then, what is adulting? Adulting, adulted. life. And a lot of things happening. And then we have been rejecting the finance bill. For context, if you're listening to this and you're not from Kenya, there have been ongoing protests against the finance bill that is being proposed by the current government, by Ruto's government, that is imposing high taxes. And for what it's worth, let it be known that me, Awino Awiti, me as Unspoken Podcast, I reject the finance bill. And that was it, because I even went on my first demonstrations, bro. I need to tell you my first Maandamano experience, bro. It was hell. But I'm so proud. Viva, comrade, viva. I'm so proud that I really went for the protest. First things first, that day I wasn't even planning on going for the protest. You know, when I was seeing people sharing this like hashtag reject finance bill, hashtag, I actually didn't have context. I didn't even think it's gonna be something serious that is gonna lead to the protest. So I was just chilling, like, okay, what's this? I didn't even know, like, and then I saw like this thing is getting serious, so I had to do my research on what this finance bill is. So I had to read the finance bill, and I was so angry. In fact, I was very, when I just read that they're imposing taxes on sanitary towel, bro, that was the end. In fact, I didn't even need to read other things. They're imposing taxes on sanitary towels. They had me at sanitary towels. They had me there. I was like, bro, this thing needs to go. So the first, I don't remember the date, but the first protest was on a Tuesday, but I didn't go there because that day I was at work. So Tuesday, when the first protests were happening, I didn't even know it was that serious. Like, I didn't even know. Like, I didn't even think it was that serious. As the days progressed, and then I was like, okay, this is getting around. And this thing is affecting me. So I was like, on Thursday, if bad, kaende, I am going to naanguka nae. So that day, on Thursday, when I was going for the Maandamano, for the protest, I had to go to the hospital to pick my medication. So after picking the medication, I was supposed to pick my medication and then go to the, because I left the house knowing very well, today I am going to protest. Today, I am a baddie. I went early in the morning, picked my medicine. By the time I was going to town, it was like 12 p.m. when the protest was starting. So yeah, of course I joined, because that day, in fact, the dress code was like, I think, black, ready for the occasion. I even dressed the part because I wore like sneakers and tights and everything. So I even joined the demonstration. By the time I was getting to town, the demonstration already started. So I went to, there were like different lots from different parts of town, like the people demonstrating. So I just joined the lot that was near, and then we are demonstrating. Of course, people are running, like, reject the finance, reject. We were throwing tear gas on people, and people are just protesting peacefully. That was the saddest part of this demonstration. So we're like protesting, we are running. When you hear like police at the other side, you run on the opposite side. So in the process of running, bro, I fell down. Nilianguka vibaya, buddy. I fell down, but you know, I had my medicine, the medicine that I had taken from hospital. So nikaanguka, and then the medicine shattered everything. I had my bag, so everything that I had carried when I fell down, everything scattered on the ground. I was like, bro. And then I was scared. Then people are running. You know, we were all running because the police are coming. So I had fallen down, and then my medicine had scattered down. And then I'm trying to pick up my medicine because my phone had fallen down, because I was recording tense at the same time, because I think some medicine was broken, just one, at least it was just one. Some, because most of them are tablets, so the one that was liquid had broken. And people, you know, people are running and they're jumping on, because me, I'm on the ground, bro. I've never been so scared in my life. I have never been so scared in my life. I was like, Leo, today God has called me. Says goodbye. This is goodbye, bro. I was like, I think I'm going to die. Today is my day. But I managed to pick my things faster, because it wasn't such a big deal, and I wasn't hurt at the time. So I managed to pick my things faster and then run with the rest of the people. So in the midst of running, just a few steps again, when we were going to, there were some people who were opening buildings for people to enter so that they cannot be found by the police. So I was running to that building. I fell down. Hey, now this time I fell down and I hurt myself. I just fell down in front of where they had just thrown tear gas. Bro, I cried. I felt like the first time I thought I was dying. No, this time I was dead. I was like, no, I'm gone. Girl is gone. Now my medicine now scattered again for the second time. Sasa zika po tears, and then everything just fell down. I was like, I even started questioning myself, why did I come here? Why? I could have just picked up my medicine and just go home. Like, why am I doing this? So I fell down and I hurt myself really bad. I hurt my hand. In fact, if you follow me on social media again, you'll know that I hurt my hand. And in fact, at first I didn't know that this car is gonna be like a serious car, because like I didn't know that I hurt myself really bad until I left the protest because now it was so painful. I had to go and get first aid. Shout out to those medical institutions that were in town to give people free first aid. Bro, you guys came through for me because I was so hot. My hand was bleeding and then my medicine was scattered, like it was just a mess. And then my eyes, I was teary because of the tear gas. And then I'm dirty because I had fallen down twice. It was just a mess. And my hand was so painful until I haven't have the scar till now, because I thought, I didn't know that it was going to leave a permanent scar. But yeah, bro, I have a scar on my right hand. So I was even joking the other day that this scar, every time I look at this scar, it's going to remind me of rejecting the finance bill, of Ruto's governance, and how I was even saying that I'm going to be telling my grandkids many, many years to come. I'm going to be telling my grandkids, I'm going to be showing them this scar and then telling them, you guys, your grandma was a freedom fighter. She was a baddie who was an activist. So yeah, that was my Maandamano. Anyway, I was just telling you guys about the Maandamano experience. My Maandamano experience, it has heavily influenced this first topic of this season, having the audacity. Because showing up on that street, that was audacity. Shout out to each and everyone who showed up on the streets, who has been showing up on the streets. Shout out, that it takes audacity. Shout out to you for being audacious, for showing up on the street, for representing your country. And shout out, a big shout out to all the Gen Z's. To us Gen Z's, we are change makers, bro. We are revolutionists. I'm gonna be on the right side of history, and at least I'm part of something great. But the police are throwing tear gas. In fact, there's a point where they started even using live bullets, and it was so crazy. People have died, by the way. People have died. By the way, a moment of silence for all the lives that we lost, man. So it takes audacity to leave your house, to leave your home and go to the streets, not even knowing if you're gonna come back in one piece. It takes audacity. It takes a bold step. And shout out to us Gen Z's for being audacious, taking the bold step. And that is something I have been struggling with of late. And that is why we are starting this season by being audacious. We are starting this season by taking bold steps. We are starting this season on a high note. That's why I wanted this to be the first season. But if you're listening to this, take this from me. Be audacious. So basically, being audacious, having audacity, is taking the bold step. Sometimes people mistake for being audacious like being rude. Yeah, like being rude, like having kierere in Kiswahili, like having kierere, like ukona kimbelembele, ukona kierere, kimbelembele, kihere here. But now thinking of it, it's audacity. Just having, as long as you're not like being rude, you're just having audacity. And I remember those people who are kimbelembele, kere here. Back in high school, those people used to be given priority, like they used to be chosen as prefects, to be leaders. They used to like be some type of, because they were bold, they used to take a bold step. And at the time, I didn't even see it like that, being audacious and dropping the "you ain't shit" mentality. At "you ain't shit," stop that. Dropping that "at you ain't shit" mentality. Stop postponing your life. Stop postponing yourself and step out there and have the audacity. So I want to tell you a story about how, by the way, thinking of it, me, I've always been an audacious chick. I've always been an audacious person. I've never thought about it as audacity, but when I was reading about audacity, and then I realized, actually, I'm an audacious person. I cringe, you know, by the way, you know, when you're audacious, sometimes you cringe, like, I did that. What the heck? I did that. But you have to take the bold step. You have to make people uncomfortable. You're not there to please people. Be audacious. Take your power. Be confident. Demand for what you have. For what you want. Because I was reading, by the way, when I was doing my research, I read that research shows that men are actually more audacious than women, 60%, and women are 40%. So men are actually more audacious than women, and we need to change that. As women, we need to take our power back, because you'll see that in a situation, like for example, in a situation, we find that a man would like apply for a job that he's not qualified for, and he's like, I'll figure it out. But as girls, you're always like, I can't do that. Well, maybe someone is offering you an opportunity, a job opportunity, and I'm like, I've not studied that in campus. I don't have the skills. I don't know that. You're not audacious enough. Like, bro, in fact, this country, the way that we are rejecting this finance bill, the taxes are high. Bro, if you get an opportunity, take that job. You will learn on the job. Let me give you guys a little bit of my story, of a backstory back in campus, how I was so audacious. Like, I didn't even know, like, the how I was, even when I was doing this research and even thought about it, I was like, okay, sis, you are audacious. Like, okay, the audacity. So I think That was a long time ago, back in 2019. I was in second year in campus back in 2019 in Maseno, and I was like, I remember that day. I think I was coming from class with my friends, and then I saw there was a poster somewhere along the street. There was a poster somewhere that read, there was a cyber advertising, a job opportunity. Like, they need a cyber assistant, something like that, at a cyber cafe. And they specifically said requirements must be a male. That was the first qualification. The first qualification was you must be a male. The person to apply for the job, you must be a male. And I was like, okay, why must I be a male to apply for a cyber cafe job? Me, being the chick that I am, I was like, okay, what's the worst that can happen? What's like nini baya? But in simple terms, audacity just means like you need to develop that attitude. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Do something bold. Ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? The worst thing that can happen is maybe you fail, maybe you get no for an answer, but that's awkward, but you have not broken any law. So yeah, that is me. I took the number and then I applied for the job. I was like, okay, I saw this advertisement for a cyber cafe job. I want to get the job and something like that. They just said, if you're interested to apply, go to the cyber cafe for interview. In fact, I went immediately when I saw that poster because the cyber cafe was just there in the market. So I went. And then I was like, I've come for the cyber assistant interview. And that dude was like looking at this cyber. Are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I saw the poster. Is there like another cyber hiring? I'm like, as we specifically want males to work. And I'm like, okay, what's the problem if I'm a female and I want to work at the cyber? Like, I asked why male, and like, it's not just wanaume ndo wanajua hizi kazi za cyber. That's the answer they gave me. Excuse me, we are in Maseno, we learn with IT, bro. But I was like, I can do this. But then, mark you, if I didn't say this, I was going for the interview, and I've never worked at a cyber before. I had never worked at a cyber before. I didn't even know things like lamination, like binding. I was like, I'm in campus, I am in second year, I am broke, I need money, I need to get an income. Like, if I don't get the job, okay, well and good. But if I do, what's the worst that can happen? So I went and told the dude, like, I know I'm not a boy, I'm not a male, but I can do this. I know I can do this. In fact, I was even open, by the way. I remember telling him, like, I've never worked in a cyber before. In fact, I just know how to print and perhaps photocopy, but all the other jobs, I don't have an idea. But I am ready to learn. So he's like, in fact, that guy was like, he felt intimidated, like, hey, this chick got balls. He was like, okay. There were two people, so I saw them like looking at each other. And in fact, I was given the job immediately, guys. Immediately. In fact, they didn't even continue doing interviews. They asked me, when can you start? So I was given the job, and I didn't even have any qualification. So, but in 3 days, they taught me. I was like, you guys, me, I'm ready to learn. I need to know this. And they taught me. And in 3 days, they taught me how to laminate, binding, all those cyber stuff, photocopying, printing, everything. In 3 days, I was good for the job. And I worked there for the entire semester in second year. And that semester, I was balling because I had money. I was earning like 200 shillings a day. That for a campus student, that is good money. 200 shillings a day. And I go to classes in the morning. Then I work after classes, like 200 shillings a day. That's good. I'm sorted for food. Like, that was good. So, lesson of the day, be audacious. Don't be scared. Like, throw your fear out the window, bro. Your dreams, once manga, your dream life is on the other side of fear. It's on the other side of fear. So, I was audacious enough to just say, like, bro, they want a male, but bro, me, I'm going. Me, I want this job. So, if you're thinking of applying something, of doing something, like, speak out. Stop postponing yourself. Drop the you ain't shit mentality and step out there and have the audacity. Anyway, that was just my little story of giving you an instance of audacity. Anyway, and I learned that audacity will make you enter in rooms you never thought you could. Just be bold. Audacity will make you enter in rooms you never thought you could. The most successful people in life, the audacious people. All these people you see out there, those people are the audacious. All these people you see blowing up on TikTok, like, you're scared of posting. Let me even talk on a content creation perspective. Like, you're scared of posting your content on TikTok or on some platform because you feel cringe. You're like, what will people say? But by the way, lesson learned, people don't even care. Like, you do you, people don't even care. You're like, you're scared, like, if I post this, like, I don't even have maybe an aesthetic house to post content. And you can see that even most people that go viral on TikTok, they're just basic videos. Even the quality is so bad because they're audacious enough, they're bold enough to put themselves out there. And actually, as human beings, we respect bold people. Like, hey, will you dare? Like, she did that. People admire, like, audacity. People, unless the people, like, view it as being rude, but people admire people who are audacious. Like, hey, did you see what she did? Like, like, it's inspiring. So if you're struggling with content, if you're struggling to put yourself out there, even me, I'm always doubting myself constantly on why am I doing this. Even like I was telling you guys how I was struggling to come back for this season, because I'm like, oh, again I need to start recording. Like, I didn't have the strength, honestly, because I was sick. And even that's not even a logic reason, but I just felt exhausted. I just felt like, why am I even doing this? I was second guessing myself constantly. I was always doubting myself. I was battling with that thing within myself. Like, must I do this? Is it a must? Like, what's the end goal? Like, constantly doubting myself for the past 3 months. Like, is it worth it? Must I do this? I was like, fuck unspoken, bro. I need to do the other thing. But then the passion, something deep just told me, like, you give up now and then what? And then you're gonna maybe regret 4 years to come. And that's the worst thing, like, regretting. And you're like, damn, I wish I did this. That's the worst thing, guys. So me, I just came back like, bro, do or die. If bad, me, I'm doing this. This is my brand. Nani metro kambalina unspoken, like, hi, it's 4 years down the line. If I was to give up, I think the best time I was to give up was back in uni, because I was struggling a lot. But now I've won awards, like, I've done a lot of things with this podcast, and then I wanna give up. I'm like, there's no room for that. So I just had the audacity and I said, I'm taking this bold step, I'm showing up for season 3, and I'm coming back with a bang. Yeah, so just get rid of limiting thoughts, speak it out confidently. Get out of your way, get out of your comfort zone, get out of your way, take that bold step. That's our mantra. That's our mantra for season 3, being audacious. Again, if you watched my vlog, you saw how, like, I was talking of how, like, guys, I'm so scared of coming back. I've never taken a break this long, like, more than 3 months. I don't even know how I'm gonna put myself back out there. Also, like, I was so scared. It was so hard for me. But then just on Monday, I saw this tweet on Twitter, yeah, on X, yeah. It read, when it feels scary to jump, that is exactly when you jump. Mm-hmm. When it feels scary to jump, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. This tweet really, really, really inspired me. So, yeah, and then I wanted to share some insight on the audacity. Because, by the way, another thing about being audacious, people will feel like you're crazy, and other people are gonna be intimidated by, like, okay, this girl is crazy. Like me, I'm always like, I'm audacious. Like, when I go to these forums, I'm always going to these events, and I'm always like, I have to introduce myself. Like, I will not leave that room until everyone knows about my podcast. I will never. I think there's no room. Like, there's no room when I'm going to meet people. There's no place I've ever gone to for the first time, and I've never told someone about my podcast. Never. I can never do that. When I'm going to a new place, I'm meeting new people, you must know about Unspoken. You must. By force. I'm always like, okay, I'm a podcaster from Kisumu. My name is Awiti. I was a podcast called Unspoken. You must know. And then people are like, okay. Like, you must know. Like, put yourself up there. People, like if I go up there and meet new people and I'm just like silent, I'm so shy. Like, I can't even speak to people. I can't even tell them what I do. How do I gain? See, I'd rather just sit in my house. I'd rather just sit at home. So when I'm going up there, I'm always like so bold. I'm like, bro, I have this podcast. My podcast is Unspoken. It's about this and this. I have to tell people about what I'm doing. And I've been able to get a lot of listeners from just doing that, because I just introduced myself to someone and they're like, okay. They helped me. Like, the other day was on an event, the Pod Connect event, hosted by AfriPods. Shout out to AfriPods. So that event, it was last week, like, teaching us on how to monetize a podcast and whatnot. And I was like, there, I introduced myself. I was asking a question, and I was like, hi, my name is Awiti. I'm a podcaster from Kisumu. And then I asked my question, blah, blah, blah. By the time the event was over, everyone knew my name. Everyone knew I come from Kisumu. Everyone knew about Unspoken. And even people would come at me like, oh, so you're a podcaster from Kisumu. Put yourself out there. Be audacious enough. This season, you're being audacious. Take what's yours. Of course, when you're audacious enough, you know what you want. But of course, it's gonna feel awkward, and at some point you're gonna feel cringe. Even me, sometimes I'm always like too bold, and then when I go back maybe a few days later, I'm like, okay, I did that. I feel so cringe. So it makes you uncomfortable, and the best place to be, you know, it's uncomfortable. Get out of your comfort zone. You can't achieve anything from being comfortable. So at times I always do some things, I'm like, okay, that was cringe. When I go back and think about it, I'm like, I can't even think about it. It was so cringe. Like, you're too confident. what were you thinking even saying that? But at the end of the day, it helped you. Those feelings fall away with time. This is a wake-up call to all the speakers, to each and every one of you who's listening to this episode. Start this year with me. You know, this, it's July, by the way. This is the second half of the year. It's the second half of the year. This is the time when you go hard. Go hard or go home. Those dreams that you had, those things that you wrote on your vision board when the year was starting. Okay, sis, check on your vision board again. How are we doing? How are we doing on that vision board? Have you done even two things? Have you achieved even two things on that vision board? So, yeah, you need to think about that. This second half of the year, make it make sense. Make it worth it. By December, when we're looking back, like, you still have 6 months. 6 months is a lot of time. When you're looking back, say that, I did my thing. Don't be like, next year, we try again next year. No, you did your thing. 6 months, make it make sense. Make it worth it. So be audacious enough. Take your step. Be audacious. Stop the "you ain't shit" mentality. No. Be audacious enough to show up. To show for yourself, to show up for your dreams. Look, we have 6 months. Go hard. I took the 3 months break not knowing it, but I really deserved it, because now it's go hard or go home. Go big or go home this second half of the year. Just my encouragement to you who's listening to this episode, the first episode of season 3. Just be audacious. Anyway, I really enjoyed shooting this. I think I have said what I needed to say. I've caught up with you guys everything, and I'm super excited. I'm super excited for season 3. I'm super excited for what this season has in store for us. This is our season. This is our season to be audacious enough. This is our season to go out there, to put ourselves out there and not be afraid to be seen. Because I realize a lot of people are afraid of doing things you want to do because you have the fear of being seen. And if there's one thing I've managed to fight is the fear of being seen. Me, I don't care. Maybe I'll post my vlogs. Even if I get 100 views, I will still post. I'll still be consistent. Even my podcast, I will still be consistent each and every week. I'm not scared of people seeing me trying, always pushing myself. I'm not scared. Like, you are there, you're scared of what people will say. I'm scared of being seen trying. That thing is so paralyzing. So push yourself out there. No one even cares. Me, I'm always posting. At a vlog, with my 314 subscribers now on YouTube, I still show up. I still post because this is what I really want to do. So be fearless. Go out there and do all those things that scare you. Speak out, because I've realized that we always give fear so much power. Stop giving fear so much power. Just think, what will happen? No one cares. So you just be audacious. So yeah. That is the end of the first episode of season 3. And I'm super excited to be back. I missed my speakers so much. I miss you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Really. I really hope you enjoyed. And I still hope I got my thing, because it's been 3 months. Cut me some slack. But no, I'm kidding. But I hope you learned a lot of things from this podcast. Be bold enough. Take your bold step. And I'll see you on the next episode. Episode. Adios.